He resigned. He resigned. He resigned. That's what they...
Wasn't that a sort of a joking way or crude way of saying somebody died? Do you ever hear kick the...
Hear what?
Kick?
Yeah, kick the bucket, I hear them say. Stuff like that. Well, in fact, I've used the word myself. Well, he's going to keep on messing around. He kicks a bucket.
Say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Yeah, what killed him.
Or what he died.
Or what he died with.
And a place where people are buried.
Well, that'd be the grave.
Mm-hmm. Or the big place where...
The cemetery.
Uh-huh. Any other names?
Graveyard.
And what they put the body in?
Well, they put it in a coffin.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
Not at all.
What about them? You say he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his...
Funeral, yeah.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
And... Say on every sort of day, if somebody asked you how you were feeling, you'd say, "Oh, I'm
pretty good, I guess, or doing very well, or something like that."
Okay.
And or I'm not kicking very high. If I sort of feel very bad. You know, there's a lot of things you can say about that.
Say if you want somebody to go with you somewhere, you'd say, "Well, I won't go
unless you go with me."
Okay. And say if you're not sure you want to go somewhere, you'd say, "Well, I don't know."
Well, I always said, "Oh, I'm undecided. I don't know where I want to go or not."
And say, "I had a choice of two things, and I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that." What of this? I decided I'd do that.
Well, if I was saying, I said, "Well, I decided to do this instead of the other."
And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
Rheumatism or creaking joints or something like that.
And a disease that children used to get that affect their throat, they'd choke up and they'd die from it.
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Well, we used to call it the yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they call it now, but that's what my mother always called it.
What about when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
That'd be appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Bowelic or... We used to most times say, "Boy, I throwed up all over the place."
Which sounds better to you to say?
Bowelic is a nicer word than the other.
What about a really crude or joking expression?
Puke like a buzzard.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
His stomach.
Huh?
Say sick at his stomach.
And say if a boy keeps on going over to the same girl's house like he's seriously interested in her, you'd say that he's...
Well, now there's a lot of remarks could be made about that. They are. They say he's chasing her, or stuff like that. You see, but if they think she's a nice girl, they say, "Boy, he sure is awful interested in that woman or that girl." Or they'll probably get married or something like that. You see.
Do you ever hear people say he's courting her or sparking her?
Yeah, that used to be a way back yonder. They don't ever use that no more. I haven't heard anybody use that in a long time.
What they used to say?
They used to say courting her or sparking her.
Mm-hmm. Well, did that mean the same thing?
Yeah, it means the same thing.
And he would be called her...
Her finesse.
Or another name. What?
Well, if her to-be husband or something like that.